The British musical group The Selector started singing about race, gender, and politics in the late 1970s. Thirty-five years on, the band is still singing about the same themes. Postman rings your bell. He's got a fistful of bills. You're wondering how to pay. Nothing seems to go your way. The Selector's latest album is called Subculture, and that sound is part of a movement called Two Tone. When I spoke with Pauline Black and Gaps Hendrickson, the only two original members of the band, I asked them to define it.
The main component, obviously, of the sound was early ska music. The sound of the Scatterlights, the sound of Prince Buster, Laurel Aitken, all those forefathers before us that were there and were making this. But we, of course, came along at a time in the late 70s when reggae music via Bob Marley was very popular here, and British black kids had began to experiment and making crossovers between punk music, a bit of soul and a bit of reggae, and you mixed all that up, and mod as well came into that whole little concoction there.
And the music was listening to things that I would listen when I was living in the West Indies, and it was just like to my heart, really. They ask you if you're all right, and you say yes. But all the time, you know, it's a mess. It's 5 p.m. and you're on your way home. Just another day with that endless gray dawn. 3 minute hero.
It was a movement. It was political in some ways. It was a social movement. Do you ever feel like you've been writing the same songs over and over?
It's never the same thing over and over again. I know it appears that way, and I know that the subjects that we sing about, which are about racism, about sexism, about inequality, and obviously we are doing that for other disaffected people who maybe don't have a voice, and their concerns can be given a voice through what we do. I mean, just to demonstrate that, on the album is a song, Breakdown. And Breakdown was written talking about unlawful killings, really, of black people. This is a law. That was done before Ferguson ever happened.
You wrote this song before Ferguson?
Yes, which is surprising, maybe, to an American, but we've had things going on over here as well. Strangers beware, the taxi cab won't take you there, and he will charge you double fare. He said that there is danger down there. And then the idea, of course, came to list those people. They were dead. They didn't have a voice anymore as such.
In the song, you actually give off a long list of the names.
Yes. They are young black people dying long before their time. I think that's what we're trying to say. There are reasons why young black people die long before their time and have no recourse quite often to justice. And that's really what we mean by breakdown. Trayvon Martin, Renisha McBride,
Michael Brown, Tamara Rice. You're writing about such sober topics. Do you ever find yourself getting a little bit despondent about the world?
I think you should ask Gaps why he wrote Never Worked Out, which is the most gorgeous love song ever. I mean, it's not all gloom and doom on a Selector album.
It covers a lot of things, really.
Tell me a love story, Gaps.
My love story?
Oh, do you have one?
Yeah, but it will take a long time. I'll take a rain check on that.
So you have a love song on this album. Let's listen to a little bit of this song. Have you learned a lot of lessons about love in your time?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Like what?
Be patient, I suppose, and everybody is equal. We've got a saying in the West Indies, patient man ride the donkey, if you know what I mean.
Oh, Gaps comes up with the most brilliant, brilliant sayings. And when you really penetrate them and you think about them, you think, yeah, it is like that, you know?
How did you two meet? Do you remember when you first met?
On a stage, really, didn't we?
Yeah.
At an audition, I guess, May 1979. So we've known each other a very, very long time. I mean, most people are divorced by now, aren't they? But our duo, I suppose, I mean, a male-female duo within ska music, certainly within two-tone, there isn't another one. And it has been absolutely excellent and has allowed us, I think, to broaden the kind of work that we can do and the kind of music that we can make.
Do you complement each other? And if so, in what ways?
I admire Gaps for bringing what is badly needed, I feel, into my kind of British black perspective, having been brought here. But he brings an absolute authenticity from, the origins of the music that we make. Mm. And I think that you could say we were a little bit like the Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers of ska. I mean, you know, Fred gave kind of class to Ginger, and Ginger sort of, made Fred look kind of, as though he got some life in him. It's not a direct analogy, but it's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We complement each other. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say.
Striding and not slipping. Talking and not muttering.
Pauline Black and Gaps Hendrickson of The Selector. The band's latest album is called Subculture. It comes out this week. Pauline and Gaps, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. Thank you. Walk the walk and talk the talk. Don't ever give up the fight.